Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you as ever to Shane Beattie. It is Thursday, the 5th of March at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about medtech in Ireland, and we'll be looking at the new Central Bank of Ireland rules which will impact companies and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories. The FT reports that the US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has said that the global tariff that the White House imposed following its Supreme Court defeat will probably be lifted from 10 to 15% this week. Donald Trump announced the tariff rate last month after the Supreme Court ruled that the majority of the duties imposed as part of the administration's trade war were illegal. The administration had threatened a 15% tariff, but has so far only imposed a 10% rate, saying that the higher duty would follow without specifying when. Asked about when the 15% tariff would be imposed, Bessent told CNBC that's likely sometime this week. Emma Walsh in the Irish Examiner reports that transfers to the government's wealth funds and low corporate tax receipts pushed the exchequer into a deficit of €1.8 billion in February, as tax revenues remained largely flat compared to the same period last year. New figures from the Department of Finance show. According to the latest exchequer returns, tax revenue for the month stood at €13.6 billion, reflecting a more than 10% fall compared to last year. However, the once-off receipts arising from the Apple tax case were excluded from 2025. If you excluded them, total tax receipts were up marginally on last year, rising by just over 1%. The FT reports that the cost of insuring a ship sailing through the Strait of Hormuz has soared 12-fold, even after Donald Trump vowed to backstop trade through the key oil checkpoint. Ship owners have been quoted millions of dollars for cover to cross the strait or sail in nearby high-risk waters, brokers said, as premiums jumped as high as 3% of the cost of a ship on Wednesday, up from about 0.25% of the cost before the war. The US president had said on Truth Social that the US Development Finance Corporation would provide insurance and guarantees at a very reasonable price for all the financial security of all maritime trade, especially energy travelling through the Gulf. London insurers were racing yesterday to understand how the proposal might work and whether it could help bring down prices. Several of the world's largest insurance brokers said that they were blindsided by Trump's announcement.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.